good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And thank you very much for those of you on Facebook page. And again, you can write your comments on the Facebook page, ask questions, and you can also call us on Blog Talk Radio at 646-478-5814, and you can then ask questions live on the radio. Now, a lot of people use that Blog Talk to listen to the show, so we can't tell, are you using it? Sometimes now we're recognizing more and more of the telephone numbers, but if it's a new phone number, we don't know. So anyway, Adon, how are we doing? Any questions, comments, anything that people want to know?
Yes, you do have a question from George. He asks, can you talk about why people do not get over colds? I've noticed that it stays longer, weeks and months, with cough and phlegm. Could it be because of contrails?
Well, it can, you know, contrails, that's, you know, one esoteric reason. Mm-hmm. But certainly, when you look at overall the environment that everybody's experiencing, over the last 50 years, the environment has only gotten worse. And the food has become more toxic. There's more chemicals in food. There's more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. There's more food colorings and food flavorings in all our food. There's more just toxic stuff in our environment. All of the, you go to the average household and go under the sink in the kitchen and look at all of those chemicals that are under there. Or you go into the bathroom and you look at all the chemicals that are in the bathroom and you see everything that we're being exposed to. Homes are being built with more and more artificial substances. The carpets, as an example, that are outgassing, or even the glues that are used and the fiber boards and the paints that are being used, all of those chemicals outgas. And so we're being exposed. Now, when you go back and you see your immune system when we were young, we could fight those things and get over it very quickly. But as we get older and older, especially if when you're eating the way that, is not as healthy as what I talk about, you'll find that that's when the colds and flus come on. But when you are healthy, as an example, I can tell you as an, a true example, my two grandchildren, Alita Rose and Myla Jean. Alita's 13 and Myla's 10. And to this day, they've still never been sick one day with a cold or a flu or anything like that. The only thing they've ever come down with is if they go to the birthday party and they eat the cake and ice cream or whatever, and they come home and say, Grandpa, I have a stomach ache and diarrhea. I ate all the ice cream. And so they know what it is that's when they don't feel well, they think the very first thing is, what did I eat? So, and that's one of the things that I teach. When you don't feel well or when you're not healing as well, the first thing that you want to look at and talk and do a self-analysis is, what am I eating? What am I putting in my mouth? What am I being exposed to? And a lot of people don't even realize the soaps that you wash your clothes with and that you clean your house with, and that those fumes are constantly could be making you more susceptible. And then if you're not taking the supplements, you'll find that a lot of chemicals build up in your body. You have certain chemicals in your body that help to detoxify the body, like glutathione or superoxide dismutase, and those can get depleted in the body if you're not taking in enough vitamin C, vitamin E, or almost the B complex for your nervous system. And you'll find that your body over a period of time starts to succumb to all of these chemicals. And in traditional medicine, you're going to see, well, people are getting sicker and sicker. These first, actually this generation and the last one are the first two generations where life expectancy is less than what it was for the rest of society. Over the years, each successive generation has gotten healthier and lived longer. Now we're living longer because of medical intervention, not because people are healthy. It's because medicine has become where we can keep someone alive, even if they're brain dead, we can keep them alive for years. And again, not necessarily a good thing. You know, this is what I think is going on. I think that just we're being so exposed, and especially the chemicals, because all those chemicals act as estrogen in our bodies. And so they're hormone disruptors. And because of that, we're seeing more and more cancer and more autoimmune diseases. So when you have those kinds of things and you get a cold or a flu, and then the other thing that we can put on top of that is all of the vaccines. Now, the one group of vaccines that I disagree with the most is the influenza vaccines, because those vaccines still have a lot of thermocell in them, which is a mercury-based compound, and there's no amount of mercury that is healthy or appropriate to inject inside the body, right directly into the bloodstream. And these vaccines, and even the vaccines like chickenpox and mumps and measles, you know, nobody dies from those vaccines. You hear the government going crazy and screaming and yelling, and oh my God, we've got to make sure everybody's vaccinated. 45 people in the entire United States have gotten measles or sick from the mumps or something like that. And or it might be 25, 30 in 10 different states. Well, I mean, you have 300 million plus people in the United States. And the only people that succumb to these childhood diseases are when you go to places that are very poor in Africa and Biafra and, you know, Asia, different places where there's no clean water, there's no good sewage, and you have sewage running down the streets and people being exposed to those things. Then you have the mumps and measles and chicken pox and those kinds of things that can really be much more dangerous. But when you're talking someplace that has hygiene and clean running water and water where you can shower and clean yourself and soap and actually take care of the natural hygiene that is required, you'll find that animals don't poop where they sleep. They just, they're very careful animals, what they do, even all forms of animals. So except for humans, it seems like we just do things that are the antithesis of natural health. You know, we do things that are like on purpose testing our immune systems. And this is what's going on. And that's why I suggest more and more possible when you're making food choices to do organic food. Organic food is, again, the way to go when it comes to eating at least as healthy as you can. And most people have access to healthier foods now. Most places have a Whole Foods or Sprouts or different health food supermarkets now. But nowadays, even places Albertsons and Food Kings and other kinds of supermarkets and Kroger and all of these, even Walmart and Kmart, they have the big superstores with the supermarkets inside them. They're all having more and more organic. I know if you shop at Costco, as an example, their frozen food department is just full of organic frozen foods. You can get grass-fed beef, hormone-free chickens and turkey. You can get the wild fish now. So more and more stores are catering to the health conscious, but at the same time, you're finding general society that's really not exposed to the health information, usually until something's wrong. Then all of a sudden they start researching because mom or grandma or their child or somebody is sick and they want to get them better. But it's a lot easier to practice prevention than it is to try and get rid of something. So when it comes to chronic mucus and sinus congestion and drainage, one of the things that you want to look at is what foods you're eating. When you go back to the turn of the century at 1900, there was Arnold Ehrhardt, and he wrote what was called the mucusless diet. And for those of you that are really mucusy and allergies, you might want to look that book up. It's called The Mucusless Diet by Arnold Ehrhardt. And he talked about it. So you can think of it. What happens when you drink a glass of milk? What do you get in the back of your throat? This big ball of phlegm, and you go, and you know, you just get this phlegm in the back of your throat when you eat a big bunch of cheese. But the same thing happens when you take white bread. I know that when we were kids, you used to take a thing of white bread, take the crust off of it, and take the slice of bread, and you'd put it into a little teeny ball, and you'd squeeze it up, and this little flour would become this little starchy ball, and we played with it. But it's nothing but pure starch, and it ends up being pure mucus in the body. So it's one of the things that you can do. So the more mucus you have coming out, sinuses, coughing, that kind of thing, check out, first thing is look at what you're eating. If you're having a chronic bronchitis, some of the things that you can do, which are the easiest ways to begin to clean out your body, is just eat fruits and vegetables for 2, 3, or 4 days. And that's going to really make a big difference, especially when they're organic. Another thing that you can do is increase the raw food content. You know, you can read about Herbert Shelton and T.C. Fry and the natural hygienic movement, and they talked a lot about raw food and juicers, traditional juicers, Norman Walker and his books on juice therapy and using juice. And let me tell you, the Walker juicer, of course, is very expensive. But any good juicer, that's another way to start helping to clean yourself out. Carrot juice or carrot beet and carrot beet ginger with an apple. All of those are, one, it's getting high-grade nutrients at a concentrated level, and it also helps to detoxify the body. So you can do things very simply by adding more fruits and vegetables, by increasing the amount of raw food. And of course, when I mean raw, I'm talking fruits and vegetables. And when you're finding yourself sick too often, you might increase to a 70% raw food diet, and you'll find that you begin to clear up that mucus and those allergies very quickly. And again, when you don't feel well, think first, what did I eat, not what's wrong. The average person is going to go, what's wrong, what's wrong? And instead, I want you to think, what did I eat, what did I eat? So anyway, I think that answered the question. That's what's happening. And so the only way is to stop what I call stepping on the landmines. You know, when you're eating a lot of garbage full of chemicals, it's the same thing as stepping on the landmines. So eat as much as you can that's natural, organic, and you'll find that it really translates into being much healthier. Especially when you do it, your kids will do it. Now, one of the things you can do with your kids when they're 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years old, if you want them to eat more vegetables, have them help you in the kitchen. You know, have them, they want to help, they want to participate. And so you can make your own salad dressings. And the way to do that is have the kids help you. Here, hand me those tomatoes. Let's put the tomatoes, cut that up, and make a salad dressing with that. So, you know, you put the apple cider vinegar and a little flax oil, olive oil, a tomato, some onions, some chives, some garlic, maybe a handful of red raspberries. You put it in a blender, and you have a wonderful raspberry vinaigrette dressing. And it's things like that will get the kids involved, and especially, you know, when you have them help, the kids help set the table, cut the vegetables, you know, watching so they don't hurt themselves. But the more they feel involved, then the more they will actually eat those foods. Another thing is maybe check out sprouter trays. And start to grow sprouts, because those are the healthiest foods in the world that you can possibly eat. They're the most live. Alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts, bean sprouts. Any bean can be sprouted. And it takes anywhere from 3 to 7 days, depending upon how long you want the sprout. And but it increases the vitamin content, must be 40, 50 times. So check that out. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. I see we need to take our break. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.